Okay, la pasión que sufrió, la pasión que sufrió nuestro Señor Jesucristo was very doloroso. So, when we contemplate on his passion, it has to be like a real hurtful feeling, and you got to put it out into like a real hurtful tone or tune. And this one is this one little piece from La Sagrada Pasión. It goes like this. Mi Dios y mi Redentor, en quien espero y confío. And then everybody answers, por tu pasión, Jesús mío. Abrázame vuestro amor. That's kind of an
That's
example of,
beautiful.
oh, that's one of my favorites there because, it expresses, our heart to, goes out to his heart. And then, of course, we can never, never do anything without nuestra Virgen María Santísima. And then we got San Jose, which is this month of March is a, did you know that March is a mes de San Jose is what it
No,
is. Yeah, so
okay.
mes de San Jose. But on our celebrations and our exercises that we do in our prayers, we can't leave out María Santísima. So at the end of like say for example a rosary, we say goodbye to her because she, we contemplate on a rosary, contemplate on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then she was there, and her heart was so broken to see her son. So, and then we say goodbye to her. Y esta, this one goes like this. Adiós, oh Virgen incomparable. Los corazones laten por vos. Adiós, oh madre, la más amable. Una y mil veces, adiós, adiós. And that's just a little piece
That's
of the
beautiful.
beginning of that alaba adiós a nuestra señora, nuestra virgen y alabao.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, what does it mean to you, Ernie, to be an Hermano? I know you've told me a lot, but if you could kind of like sum it up a little bit, what does it mean to you?
Right now, the most important thing for me that it means to me is that we keep our faith going and not lose our faith. What's happening in this world nowadays is they're trying to make us forget about our faith, and now is the time when we need to gather together and up our faith more than increase our faith more, and get ready for when, be ready for when we go, to go to heaven with Jesus. And we need to increase our faith and try and teach, the new or the younger kids that, it is, it's, this is a real thing. It's for real. This is not, we have the, the documentation, the blueprint that went, when Jesus, like a lamb, came the Messiah, and he suffered, died, and for us, for our salvation. And with that same blueprint, we can expect the same thing soon. And that same blueprint is a bottom, the bottom line is all going to have to go down to the bottom line and then start again and arise again. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
there must be a lot of truth to it to be have been passed down for all these thousands of years
Oh, yeah.
and Yeah, it's amazing. And Ernie, thank you so much for sharing your part of the Morada and what it means to you, and these alabados. We thank you for that information, and hopefully, like you say, it can be passed down. You know, that's how it was to you, passed down from your grandfather, and hopefully it can continue to be passed down.
So. Yeah, I look at it as a seed.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the scriptures say, is they give you one seed and plant it and make it grow. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at this, you know, this talk that we're having right now. I hope that it plants a seed on someone and makes it grow, and they come and, you know, look at what's happening, and focus a little bit more on their faith and make that grow, and teach more people and spread the word that we need to be more faithful, more aware that things are coming.
Right. Well, thank you, Ernie.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna take a pause here. So this is the segment of Ernie Marcus and La Morada.